What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Protesters staged a sit-in at Senator Joe Picozzi's office in the Northeast to demand more funding for SEPTA. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
Fund SEPTA now!
About a dozen people huddled together in Republican Senator Joe Picozzi's office to sing, chant, and give impassioned testimonials about the importance of keeping SEPTA fully funded.
Picozzi is putting his party in front of the voters and constituents that he's supposed to represent.
Sergio Sea says he uses the trolley every day, whether he's getting to work, going to the grocery store, or going to the pharmacy. But it's not just Philadelphians who need SEPTA.
We're coming up on the 250th anniversary, coming up on FIFA coming here. We're going to be seeing our city flooded with people from out of town that need a transit system to enjoy everything they want.
The first round of massive service cuts is slated for Sunday. Without funding, SEPTA plans to cut 45% of its services in 2026. Diane Payne says the most vulnerable communities will be hit hardest.
Racism and classism, in my opinion, are at the hearts of the never-ending attacks on public services, with transit smack in the crosshairs right now.
Senator Picozzi was out and did not come meet with the protesters. In a statement, he says in part he respects the right to protest, but feels disrupting his office is not the way to achieve progress. He says he wants, quote, safe, reliable SEPTA service with real accountability and transparency. In the Northeast, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A row home collapse in Brewery Town this past weekend has neighbors wondering what's next. KYW's Sherrod A. Howard spoke to neighbors and family of the homeowner.
It's scary that it got to this point and hasn't been addressed prior to this.
Abby Edge and her husband are expecting a child soon. But instead of hosting a baby shower this past weekend, they were forced to evacuate their home along North 27th Street after the house attached to theirs collapsed early Saturday morning. But she says they sounded the alarm with L&I before the collapse. And what was the response?
They told us it was going to take a minimum of 20 days to send someone out.
So she took it one step further.
I had to go to the councilman's office and the district rep's office just to get L&I to come out that same day. Like I said, there's people living in the house, you know. It's a danger to them, it was a danger to us.
Zakiya Sample says she's the niece of the owner, a 70-year-old retiree in failing health. And the grandson was caring for the house as Sample applied for permits. But it was just too late, and it's been an emotional loss for the family.
Growing up, this was a generational block for us. It wasn't just our normal house. It was three different houses on this block where we can go to, we can eat, we can sit at the dinner table. This was the last one.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After a 2.5-year closure for asbestos abatement, Frankfort High School will fully reopen for students when classes begin next week. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
After a $30 million project to remove damaged asbestos and to upgrade lighting and flooring in the 109-year-old building, the district cut a ribbon Monday to signal that all of Frankfort High School is open again. Since April of 2023, Frankfort's 900 students have been displaced, with freshmen going to Clemente Middle School and 10th through 12th graders crowding into makeshift classrooms in Frankfort's annex. Now, says biology teacher Kajal Patel, everyone can be back together.
The last 2 years has definitely been difficult, like especially with like the kids being cramped in one small section of the school.
Superintendent Tony Watlington says the district has overhauled how asbestos is tracked and managed.
I absolutely want to reassure parents that we've rebuilt our asbestos management program, which has been a long-standing, decades issue here in the school district.
He says routine inspection reports from Frankfort and all schools are now posted on the district's website. In Frankfort, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A new hotline is available for sickle cell patients in the Commonwealth who haven't been receiving comprehensive care. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Sickle cell disease is a red blood cell disorder that causes them to become an abnormal crescent shape, which can lead to anemia or blockages in small blood vessels causing severe pain. Andrea Matthews, founder of Children's Sickle Cell Foundation in Pittsburgh, which is helping to roll out this new hotline, says if a patient hasn't seen a doctor in a year, they are considered unaffiliated, and that's who they're trying to reach.
You may not know what your levels are. You may not know what your hemoglobin is. You may not even know what the new treatments are and how to access them. So keeping up with regular visits is really important.
She says there's a great concern about the proposed cuts to Medicaid because about 70% of the population rely on it as their primary insurance, and cuts will be devastating to the sickle cell community.
Then these families are going to suffer. They're not going to get the care that they need. They're not going to be able to afford some of the new treatments that are out there.
Sickle cell disease affects approximately 100,000 people in the U.S. 90% are people of color. About 5,000 of them are living in Pennsylvania. 1-855-SICKLE-8 is staffed with trained individuals who can connect patients to local resources to get them back on track. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.